Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 42 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, I pray that God's mercy, grace, and compassion will abound greatly on behalf of you and your loved ones, and that God Himself this day will meet you and yours at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. Today, we will begin to focus on the compassion and mercy of the Lord. Last week, we saw that because of the mercy and compassion of God, that He met the healing and spiritual needs of His people. How great is that? Our key verses for this series of messages is Psalms 145, verse 8 and 9. It says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." Again, it is very important that we get a good understanding of the mercy and compassion of God and of His willingness to move on our behalf. Then we will not hesitate to do what Hebrews 4 and verse 16 says. We will come boldly to God's throne of grace to obtain mercy and compassion first, and then find the grace to help in time of need. God wants us to build our faith, our trust, and reliance in His mercy and in His compassion. Remember that in the Old and New Testament, the Hebrew and Greek word for compassion is the same word used for mercy. So when we read about the mercy of God, it is talking about the compassion of God. My youngest daughter, who was now in her 20s, was homeschooled under a public homeschool program called K-12. They gave her a computer of her own and all of the supplies she would need. For accountability and social interaction, we were required to meet at the Groves, Barnes, and Noble when we lived in Los Angeles. I was amazed to learn and see that most of the homeschooled children who met with us were young Jewish boys. They told us they were trained first in the things of God for a few hours and then did their public homeschool work. One of the most important and special things that each of the Jewish boys learned, even as a young child, is to pray. They began to learn to pray the Shema prayer two times a day, in the morning when they awaken and at night when they go to bed. One of the most important things they learn in prayer is about the mercy, the compassion of the Lord. In the Shema, they also pray three blessing prayers. The first blessing prayer in part says, "Praised are you, Lord our God. You illumine the world and its creatures with mercy. In your goodness, day after day, you renew creation. How manifold your works, O Lord, eternal God. With your manifold mercies, continue to love us. Our pillar of strength, protective rock, sheltering shield, sustaining stronghold." In the second blessing prayer, it is called Revelation and says, "Deep is your love for us, Lord our God. Boundless your tender compassion. You taught our ancestors life-giving laws. They trusted in you, our Father and King. For their sake, graciously teach us, Father. Merciful Father, show us mercy. Grant us discernment and understanding." Those young Jewish boys learn and are taught about the merciful, compassionate goodness of the Lord from an early age. We too need to learn, be taught, and build our faith, our trust and reliance in the mercy and compassion of the Lord our God. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power to witness, serve, and to love." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.